Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of NAMA as it publishes one of its last reports. And we'll be looking at regenerative tourism and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ellie Donnelly in the Business Post reports that Kenny Jacobs, the head of Dublin and Cork airport operator DAA, has said he is concerned that Dublin Airport may be forced into a breach of its passenger cap this year. But the chief executive said it was too early to say if this would be the case. The cap was put in place in 2007 as a condition of granting planning permission for Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport. Speaking at an Oireachtas committee, Kenny Jacobs said he was worried about the 32 million passenger limit. Ironically, the potential Aer Lingus strikes will help with the compliance because it could take out a chunk of passengers in the summer, depending on what shape the strike takes, he added. The DAA is working on a second planning application to increase the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. The Irish Times reports that Eurozone countries are facing significant fiscal burdens from ageing populations, extra defence spending and climate change, making it more urgent that they cut their high levels of debt, the European Central Bank has warned. Officials at the Central Bank estimate that Eurozone countries have to reduce their budget deficit by an average of 5 percentage points of GDP, which would require savings or extra revenue of 720 billion euro at current output levels. The ECB's assessment of the budgetary challenges confronting the 20 members of the single currency bloc came as the European Commission reprimanded France and six other countries for breaching EU fiscal rules, increasing investor anxiety about the sustainability of public finances. The debt levels of Eurozone countries are coming under the spotlight after they shot up due to higher government spending aimed at shielding households and businesses from the coronavirus pandemic and the energy crisis triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that during the first 18 months in existence, the Corporate Enforcement Authority has secured restrictions on 80 company directors and the disqualification of a further 27. The CEA was established in July 22 as Ireland's company law enforcement agency. It is best known for the organisation leading the investigation into former chief executive of the FAI, John Delaney. In its first annual report, the CEA said it had received 470 complaints from members of the public, as well as over 300 statutory reports from auditors, examiners and process advisors. It also received over 1,000 statutory reports from liquidators in respect of insolvent companies and the behaviour of those company directors. In the meantime, it has secured the restriction of 80 company directors and the disqualification of 27. It also secured 107 court orders, 5 search warrants, 12 arrests and sent 12 files to the Director of Public Prosecution.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.